You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
I feel good today. I'm so excited. Katulad ng sinabi ni Pastor Mark, maybe some of you, this is your first time to see me here upstage because I'm usually at the 3 o'clock service. But anyway, I'm so glad to be here right now. I'm preaching the word of God to you and concluding our series, which we called the Next Generation series. Okay, and I believe katulad ng minention kanina ni Pastor Mark, this is our 113th Independence Day. Do you know that? 113 taon na po tayong napapalaya mula sa kamay ng mga mananakop. Okay. Lumalalim ako sa 5 o'clock, ah. Okay? So, and just to tell you about that, most of our heroes back then who took part for this freedom are young people. Those are like Jose Rizal, Apolinario Mabini, Andres Bonifacio. They are like in their mid-20s. And these are back then are the next generation. And praise God because there are people back then, right there, who thought of us, who thought of this generation. Why? Because they care. They want to make sure that the next generation after us will have this freedom. They invested their lives. They sacrificed a lot. And those are young people back then. Remember that. And that is why right now we're celebrating that Independence Day. And just to give you a story, the Bible says, in line with that, you know, raising up generation, investing time, investing life, sacrificing for the next generation. I just want to share with you a short background of how I got here in Victory, how I got saved, how I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, katulad ng sinasabi ni Pastor Mark, and last week, Pastor Steve was talking about the median age is 22. And to share to you, when I was 22 years old, same age, yung sinabi ni Pastor Steve last week. When I was 22, back then, hindi pa naman matagal, mga konting taon pa lang naman yung nakalipas. That was the first time I attended a service like this. In fact, that is in Victory U-Belt. And to tell you honestly, no one could invite me to a service like that. Why? Because of my background, I'm a rocker. Kung nakita niyo po ako ng panahon na yon, mahaba po yung buhok ko. Hindi sa kilikili, ha? Dito sa likod. I'm a rocker. I don't like those music. For me, it's just like, it's a baduyan for me. But nevertheless, I was invited. I get invited. At the age of 22, take note of that. And then the first time, I was sitting there at the back, okay? I saw this man preaching. Eh, syempre, ako, laking tundo ko. Pagka may maangas, naangasan din ako. Diba, sabi nga nila, ano ba yan? Ang magnanakaw, galit sa kapwa, magnanakaw. Sabi kong ganun, this guy who was preaching, while I was listening, my first time, sabi ko sa sarili ko, parang ang angas nitong taon to. Ah. Parang ako lang yata kausap nito. Ang dami naman namin. But parang pinipersonal ako nitong taon to. Okay, parang, then he was preaching. Then before he ended the sermon, he gave a challenge. And that challenge is, if you want to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, I want you to invite right here in front, and I'm going to pray for you. And guess what? Of all hundreds of people back then in Victory U-Belt, in cinema, I was the first guy, run up right there in front of that pastor. And saying to God, not to him, saying to God, Lord, I surrender my life. I've been a sinner. For the past 22 years of my life, from now on, I want to give that to you. And guess who's that preaching pastor na parang sabi ko, parang masyado namang maangas tong taon to. Guess who's that pastor? That's our very own Pastor Mark Constantino. Hindi mayabang si Pastor Mark, syempre. Isip ko lang yon. Pero yung nakilala ko siya, may sequel yon. Hindi pa tapos. After 2 years, that was 1998, pumunta kami ng Pampanga with my family and ministered there as a Lifeback campus missionary right there in Victory Angeles, in our Victory Angeles. And during those time, habang nasa Victory Angeles kami, Pastor Mark, together with his wife, Rizelle, we just go. Siguro mga 10 o'clock in the evening lang naman, from Manila, 11 o'clock. And would just have coffee with us. Would tell us, bro, how are you? Is there anything okay? Ano ba yung mga pag... Pinuwi mo, pagpe-prayan ka lang, pupunta ka pa from Manila to Angeles. Yeah? And uuwi sila around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. In the, ano ba, madaling araw. Just to have fellowship, just to mentor me. Why? And even right now, we're wired together. It's like second to Jesus to me. hindi naman. Okay? But, you know, I appreciate that. The Bible says to give honor to whom honor is due. And I want to honor Pastor Mark before all of us. This man really invested his time, really sacrificed a lot just to mentor me, to coach me. And that's the reason why I'm standing right here, right now to you. Because if there's someone who valued young people, the next generation. And right now, the question I want to throw to all of us today, what can we do to impact the lives of the next generation? What can we do? How can we help them to see their full potential? How can we help them to know that there is a God who can give them destiny? What can we do right now? In fact, I want to share with you Hebrews 11, 24 to 27. It says here that by faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known. Can you say that with me? Refused to be known. Tinanggihan niya. Okay, tinanggihan na Moses as to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. And in verse 26, he regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt. Because he was looking ahead to his reward. Praise God for that. He was looking to his reward. And in verse 27, by faith he left Egypt. Not fearing the king's anger, he persevered because he saw him who is invisible. Can we just open in the word of prayer? Father, we thank you today, God, that you are letting us know, God, how important, how valuable, Lord God, young people to you. God, I pray right now, Lord God, that you would let all of us, Lord God, see, Lord God, how to disciple the young generation, the next generation. God, open our eyes, God, and open our hearts, Lord, that we may see your very heart, Lord, today. Bless the preaching of your word in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, Moses probably was one of the greatest men ever lived in the Old Testament, if not the best. Makita po natin yan. Moses was the guy. He's the guy responsible of parting the Red Sea. We all know that. And Moses was the one who wrote first five books of the Bible. That is Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, which we call the Pentateuch. And Moses received the Ten Commandments from God. Think about that. He received, that is Moses. Okay, and also in Hebrews, mababasa natin that he is one of the Hall of Famers of faith. Now, this is Moses. You know, kung nandito nga lang si Moses ngayon, ang sasabihin ko sa kanya, Moses, ikaw na. The best ka eh. He's the man. But you know what? Moses is just like all of us. He made mistakes. There are several times that he failed. And you know, it's like Moses was doing these great things, but at the same time, he, you know, praise God, normal pala tayo. Hindi lang tayo, pati si Moses. But you know what? One interesting thing about Moses is that he accomplished great things for the Lord. And how is that? Paano ba na-accomplish yung heart ni Lord na sinasabi natin dito for the next generation? And we're gonna look at that when Moses discovered his life significance. In his mind, if Moses will be here right now, he would tell us three questions. Fundamental questions that he asked himself. How he came to that position where he knows who God is, how God can change his life, and the next generation after him. There are three questions that he resolved in his mind. The first question that he was asking himself is, who am I? Sino ba talaga ako? Parang kahapon, nanood lang kami ng, with my family ng Kung Fu Panda. Sinasabi ni Po, who am I? Okay? So, hindi pa napanood ni Moses yon, pero alam niya na, who am I? Okay? And then, another question he's asking himself is, what will I choose? Okay? Ano ba talaga ang pipiliin ko? Kaliwa, kanan? Taas, baba? Ano ba talaga? And who do I see? Who do I see? If I'm gonna do something great, who do I see? Am I gonna trust on my own strength? Who do I see? And we're going to look at that, but let me begin by reading in verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Think about this. This is the guy who's famous, anak siya ng anak ng Pharaoh, but still he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh. Why? Because he doesn't want to be identified in the world where they are living in. You know, if I just want to give you a background of Egypt. Egypt is a nation that is full of sensual, you know, activities. Marami silang mga prostitutions and everything. Right there, ang culture ng Egypt during that time. And Moses doesn't want to be identified with the culture of Egypt. That is why he was asking himself, who am I? Sino ba talaga ako? And he thought that there is a sense of identity. The sense of identity. Why does Moses doesn't want to be identified with the culture of Egypt? Is it because he doesn't like their fashion statement? Or is it because he doesn't want to walk like an Egyptian? Ayaw niya ba nun? Why? Bakit ayaw niyang ma-identify? You know, there's an identity crisis in the part of Moses. Shall I live as Egyptian and become the heir of Pharaoh? Or shall I live as a Jew and become an heir of the living God? And he has to choose. There is an identity crisis. And he resolved in his mind, who am I? There's a sense of identity. You know, the world right now where we're living in is trying to define this generation, the next generation. Young people, how many young people do we have here? Young people ba kayo? How many young people do we have here? You know, these young people, this world are trying to define their identity. You know, itong mga kabataan natin ito. And through these things, you know, minsan sasabihin ng mundo, kailangan maging emo ka para in ka. Kailangan ang text mo, yo pose, para cool ka. Okay? They will identify itong mga kabataan na to. And in fact, some of the pictures I'm gonna show you is that, you know, these people are making big influence in the lives of our young people. The first picture I want to show you is Lady Gaga. Okay, how many of you knows Lady Gaga? Mga young people talaga, sabi ko na eh. Okay? So Lady Gaga is the one of those who are influencing our young people nowadays. Not just that, but also Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars is, you know, sabi nila half Filipino, half Puerto Rican. So this guy is influencing big time our young people. And also not just Bruno Mars, there is Justin Bieber. Okay, kung islang-islang ka, Justin Bieber. Kapatid ni Totoy Bieber. Okay. Justin Bieber. You know, he's quite famous right now. Okay? And also, not just Justin Bieber, there's Katy Perry. And now, I want to tell you, maybe your parents or professionals, singles, these people, I'm not saying they're bad. I'm not saying that, you know, these people, hindi dapat yan sinusundan, pinafollow. I'm not saying that. But what I want to try to all of us, to say to all of us today, these people are making a big influence in our young people. And we have to protect them. We have to take care of our young people. Later on, I'm going to show you why. Bakit? Eh, pinapakinggan nga ng mga anak ko yan eh. Eh, talagang may, ako nga, nanay ako, may CD ako niyan eh. Pinapakinggan ko yan eh. Okay? Why? Okay? You know, there's a sense of identity that we have to put in our young people. If they would know their identity, who they are, they don't just have to follow that Bruno Mars. Hindi nila kailangan magsuot ng mga cap na gano'n. Hindi nila kailangan magpahaba ng buhok. Who they really are. There's an identity that God has put inside of them. The next generation. And not just the sense of identity, there's a sense of destiny. What will I choose? Moses was asking. In verse 25, he chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. Sin is pleasurable. You know, and a lot of people wants that short time pleasure. In fact, marami dito na marami sa atin mga tao, especially mga kabataan, you know, they want, mga short time enjoyment. Okay? But the Bible says, he chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin. You know, pagka iinom, not just young people, even us, maybe parents or professionals nga, you know, pag iinom tayo, may problema ka, inuman na lang tayo, pare. Para mawala yung problema natin. Pero kinabukasan, may problema ka na naman. Nadagdagan pa. Kasi, yung pinang-inom mo, pambaon pala ng anak mo. Pambili nyo pala ng bigas. So, nag-enjoy kayo, pero short time lang. Parang itong taon to. Short time, oh. Ala, nalasing. Okay, that was Pastor Dan before. Okay, eh merong nakaisip na i-reach out tong next generation, which is Pastor Dan. Then right now, ngayon, gwapong-gwapo. Nakapangasawa pa ng Miss Universe. Ang bait talaga ni Lord. Okay, buhay talaga si Lord. Buhay si Lord. You know, I'm just giving you examples. And reality is, people wants to experience short-time pleasure of sin. In fact, I want to show to you the lyrics of Katy Perry, which I've shown you yung last kanina. She has a song called Teenage Dream, and these are the lyrics. Let's go all the way tonight, no regrets. Just love. We can dance until we die. You and I will be young forever. Now, take note of this. This person, Katy Perry, are just the people, one of the people who are influencing our young people. If they're gonna sing this, I'm telling you, we have to protect them from this kind of song. We have, not just in this song, we have to protect the next generation from those kinds of polluting, you know, mga ideas in the world. We have to give them the sense of destiny. They have destiny. The young people, the next generation of today has a destiny because God loves them. God loves our young people. There was a story about a tribe. Sabi nila, after 3 years, matatapos yung term ng isang leader ng isang tribe. Then, pag natapos yon after 3 years, papatayin yung leader na yon. And it's so amazing, surprising, that every after 3 years, there would be men, people who would line up who would want to be the next leader, even if they know that they will be killed after 3 years. You know why? Because during that year's, 3 years' time, they would enjoy life. They would have pleasures, short-time pleasures. But these are short time. And you know, the world can give them everything for a short time, but they can't really know their destiny. That is why our young people, we have to protect them. And in verse 26, he regarded this grace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. The words greater value there indicate that Moses knew that in Egypt, there was great value. But he chose to be mistreated. There's a sense of destiny. I don't care if there are values in the treasures in Egypt. I would go and follow God because he is more valuable than all the treasures, than all the pleasures of sin that the world is offering him. There was a host, okay, big time host actually. Hindi ko na kailangan i-mention kasi makilala niyo naman to, malalaman niyo rin to. So there's a host na during that time he was saying something about our very own Pastor Joseph Bonifacio and his wife Carla. Okay, who among you knows Pastor Joe? Carla, that's her real name. Screen name niya is Rica Peraleo. This guy, this host, was mentioning about, you know, kasi there are rumors eh, na talaga bang hindi pa nag-kiss tong, ano, mag-boyfriend na to? Talaga bang after nilang yung wedding day nila, yun yung first kiss nila? There are rumors, okay, na kumakalat. Kaya itong lalaking to, ayaw maniwala. Sabi niya gano'n, hindi totoo yun. On the national TV, hindi siguro totoo yun? Na hindi pa sila nagkikiss? Hindi siguro totoo yun? Kung ako yun, ay may nangyari na dun. Hindi pwede mag-boyfriend lang kami, wala mangyayari. Hindi pwede yun. Sabi niya ganun. But the reality is, on their wedding day, Pastor Joseph and Carla, that's the first time that they kissed each other. Why? Because they don't understand that they don't have to settle for a short-time pleasure that the world is giving to them, but they have to settle what God's destiny is upon them over their lives. And the same thing with our young people. You know, in the world, maybe your friends, your classmates would tell you, alam mo, mas lamang ako sa'yo. Kasi ako, marami akong experience. May number one ako, may number two ako, may number three, may number five pa. Mas marami akong experience sa'yo, mas lamang ako sa'yo. Kasi mas marami akong itinutumbang red horse kesa sa'yo. Parang si Pastor Dan nga, yung back then. Mas lamang ako sa'yo. Kasi mas marami akong nahihit-hit na sigarilyo. But you know what? Young people, listen to this. If you're gonna see Christ, who is more valuable than any of the pleasures of sin in this world, you would say, mas lamang ako dito. Oo nga, wala akong ibang relationship. Oo nga, wala akong experience pa. But I know God has a destiny for me. God has prepared someone for me in the near future. And you would say, mas lamang ako dito. Oo nga, sasabihin mo, oo nga, hindi ako nakakaubos, hindi ako nakakatumba ng beer. Naamoy ko pa nga lang yung beer, eh, nasusuka na ako. Oo nga, ikaw ganun ka, pero mas lamang ako dito. Why? Because I know that God can reward me. God is my rewarder. And some of you would say, some of our friends, our classmates would say, alam mo, kami kaya namin umuwi ng madaling araw, walang magagawa yung parents namin. Ikaw, mama's boy ka, papa's boy ka. Takot na takot ka sa parents mo. You know what? You would say, lamang ako dito. Why? Because you are looking for a reward. In fact, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life. That is our reward. You will enjoy long life And you would tell the world, lamang ako dito. Why? Because I have God. I have destiny in God. There's a sense of destiny. And the last thing I want to share with you, there's a sense of God. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. Think about that. Moses was fearless. And I'm excited to see next generation who are fearless of what the world will tell them. Whatever the world will tell them, they are fearless because they see him, God, who is invisible. And now the question is, the challenge for all of us today, parents, professionals, even you young people, what can we do about this? We have to point those next generation to God. We have to point them to God because only in God they could find security. Only in God they could find their true identity, their destiny. That's only in God. And as we end up this series, let me just leave to you this last sentence, one last sentence. The revelation of God leads you to know your identity and destiny. If we're going to sum up this campus series thing, here it is. The revelation of God leads you to know your identity and destiny. Praise God. God loves the next generation. He cares for young people. That's why his challenge for all of us. What are we going to do about it?